May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for August 1st, 2020. And today I'd like to highlight some of the news of the last 2 weeks in a compendium of videos and articles that I'll be discussing today. It's called Social War versus Social Conscience, The Mask Debate, Tyranny Tactics, and the TLC Alliance. And I'll go into that at length. This compendium is that I'm referring to is published at the HeartCom Network. Just published it today. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can pull it up with the link in the show notes to follow along with the narrative. As for the Cosmic Weather Report, which I like to get into at the beginning of the show, you know, the quantum field energy with the astrology psychology, the current cosmic weather, you might say, for spaceship Earth is a lot of turbulence and tension in the quantum field right now. I mean, the larger picture is how our solar system, of course, has entered the deep space energies of Aquarius, with the outer planets right now of Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn stepping down these energies in alignment with the energy field of Capricorn, as resonates with expansive issues of old paradigm power struggles that challenge the Aquarian paradigm shift. The more cooperative communications with coordination and co-creation on a global scale of instant everywhere and interactive internet freedom and opportunity. So freedom and opportunity are kind of the key word, you know, expression of Aquarian virtues that are fulfilled in the millennial Aquarian age. Those who are familiar with the spirit of Aquarius, the energies of Aquarius, the cycle that we're in as our solar system transits the sign of Aquarius over the next 2,000 years. These are deep space energies that are being fulfilled during the millennial, you know, this 2,000-year Aquarian age. And in the meantime, you know, as in now, the moon is currently conjunct both Jupiter and Pluto and Capricorn. And all three are opposite Mercury and Cancer. Now, this is a kind of a powerful opposition in cardinal earth and water signs that are both square to Mars in the cardinal fire sign of Aries. This is called a cardinal T-square. And it focuses a lot of powerful archetypal cardinal energies through the raw cardinal fire of Mars and Aries, which is a pretty intense energy. And this is leading up to a full moon in Aquarius on Monday. So you could say that this is a good time, you know, as far as astrology psychology goes, you know, to go mental, you might say, with a higher metaphysical exploration of the cause and cure of the systemic chaos and disease that we see in the world right now. So I'll attempt to channel that cardinal fire in the show today. And it's going to be kind of intense, you know, so hold on to your hats, folks. You know, I'm going into it here. I'm going to hit the deck running with some pretty intense stuff. I think you'll agree that we're living in intense times, and I'd like to give you a kind of a straight up, you know, straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, you know, or the, you know, might say the insight and outlook for understanding the big picture overview. So here we go, the social war versus social conscience. And if you don't think there's a, you might say, psychological warfare going on in the collective consciousness of humanity right now, you're either not paying attention or you just don't want to go there. So, and this is, again, I'm going to be touching on the mask debate, the big issue with masks, and the sideline issues and of what I refer to as tyranny tactics, global tyranny tactics, and the TLC Alliance. Now, I've referred to the TLC Alliance before, and basically the megatrends that are that are basically morphing the matrix and shaping the Aquarian Age megatrends with telecommunication capabilities, instant everywhere interactive telecom, teleconscience, telecommunity, telecare, telecommerce, you know, this basically what the Aquarian understanding of social network communities will look like, where it's going, you know, and basically an understanding of it for, you know, to hold the immaculate concept of the transitioning into basically global civilization of more light and Aquarian love. So point being is that either we, and this is the intensity right now, either we wake up, wise up, and rise up with a unified field of social conscience, a unified field of social conscience, or a corrupt, you know, either or a corrupt medical industrial complex will make a killing, reducing population for our health. Now that's, again, you know, heavy, intense, you know, right to the point. You know, we've got a choice, you know, either with an upward spiral, you know, a unified field of social conscience, or a downward spiral going viral with the corrupt medical industrial complex that is making a killing, reducing population in the name of public health and safety. So, I mean, this is the conundrum we're facing now. And what I've been doing with these video logs or blogs, vlogs, I guess they're called, video logs and, you know, compendiums, is providing a combination of videos and articles that go into trending in the collective consciousness, like, you know, as a metaphysician with my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, what's going on with keynote messages from luminary leaders that I've come to trust and vet carefully, as, you know, far as, you know, dozens per week of videos and articles I'm looking at, dozens per day usually, actually, and trying to find, you know, the significators of the week, you know, the most important, you know, when videos of the week with messages, and I don't care whether they're from, you know, average Joe, if average Joe is speaking the truth better than, you know, power elite, you know, mouthpieces on television. I mean, I'd rather have, you know, the truth from whoever that ideally speaks for itself in a video or an article. This is what I try to put together in my compendium. So I've been doing this the last several years, and this last year in particular, I'm trying to always finish on a spiritual note. I sometimes try to create what I call a love sandwich with light and love on the front end of these blogs or vlogs, and in the back end, more light and love, and dealing with some strong meat, heavy subjects in the middle. Well, today is no exception. People that are reading the video log, I always say at the beginning, skip to the bottom for an inspirational message on performing miracles. You know, a positive message that, I mean, you know, real true miracles in your life. And some people don't want to get into the strong meat and the heavy stuff and just go directly, and this is fine. You know, some people want more light and love, and that's it. They don't want to put their attention on anything else. Other people want to know how bad things really are, as well as how good things can be, and for the purpose of prayer work, you know, for invocation, to deal with the energies of the week, the energies of the month. And the more specific the understanding of the problem, you know, making the calls to, you know, the higher power, you know, there's, like I say, there's no political solution to human problem. There's only spiritual solutions to human problems. So invoking spiritual intercession, invoking spiritual powers, you know, they're kind of bound by cosmic law to not step through the veil unless they're invoked by way of humanity's free will. So this is the point I always make, you know, at the beginning of the blogs, or I have been this last year in particular, to skip to the bottom if you want to just get an inspirational spiritual message from the Ascended Masters, hosts of heaven. And again, this is for some people, not for others. Other people just want to know what's going on. They want to, you know, rather than watch the boob tube and get the propaganda of the week, of the day. You know, what I've done here is created a compendium of material and videos that you can watch during the week on Sunday, in this case, because this is a Saturday message. But you can, you know, look at alternative media, and I've spent a lot of time finding some of the best stuff I can find. And again, when I publish these things, quite often listeners to the show, or there are several thousand people on my in-house Cosmic Love show list that I send out information to, and you can always contact me if you're not on that show list at Cosmic Love. Contact that I have on my BBS radio homepage. You can always contact me, and I can add you to the list so you can get direct email messages from me when a compendium is being released. And then you can watch that and follow that. As many on the list do, they receive these compendiums. Then when I do the show material on the compendiums, they can follow along in another window on their computer, or at least have a little orientation to subjects that are very serious, that sometimes require looking at from multiple perspectives. So I'm giving an audio overview now on the website, on the compendium, the blog, video log. You can go into more detail. If you're listening on the podcast, you can always pause the podcast, pull up the blog from the show notes, and watch the videos I'm referring to before going on and listening to the audio narrative. So you can create your own multimedia show is what I'm saying. Some people like that. Some people aren't interested. Some people just are listening to this through serendipity, synchronicity, found this link on BBS Radio and maybe hearing me for the first time. So at the beginning of this presentation, this compendium that I'm going through now, the narrative I'm going through, I say that for new readers, start here, which is to say people that are just finding my material for the first time, and some of this is going to be very shocking today. I'm going to go right into some issues that I've been covering the last 4 months, and I say right at the beginning, for new readers, that the last 4 months of global co-creation, the 2020s global co-creation series that I've been publishing, and there's a link on that that you can see what I've been publishing since the first of the year. But in the last 4 months in particular, I've been documenting the rise and the abuse of the most powerful and evil medical cult the world has ever seen. I mean, big media, as I've explained, is in collusion with this medical industrial complex, which is much bigger than the military industrial complex. Matter of fact, the lobbies for big pharma are twice as big as the military industrial complex and big oil lobbies combined. I've read this now multiple places. So there's a huge amount of money and power concentrated in this medical industrial complex. And they're deriving most of their profit from big pharma drug pushing on TV, which is outlawed as unethical by all but two other nations worldwide. So now we have, and this is the point that's of concern, we have big tech, you know, Google and Facebook, that are steering searches to, you know, regarding big pharma ads for a fraction of the action. They're steering the searches to websites that they're putting up that are actually corporations owned by Google and Facebook, whereby they make a profit on big pharma ads. So the point is, if you think about it, the outlaws before the internet, I mean, these and even during the internet, this big pharma drug pushing has been outlawed as unethical all over the world except for two countries. But now we've got big tech, Google and Facebook, are steering searches regarding drugs for whatever ails you to their own websites for profit. So what we have now is that the outlaws, so to speak, have taken over worldwide through the internet, and they have us wearing the masks. You know, it used to be the outlaws wore the masks. Now the outlaws are making a killing on drug pushing, and the public is wearing the mask. So there's an article I have here that goes into this called New Focus on Masks and Mandates. You know, these mandates that we wear masks. The story on this and why these masks have become like the quote unquote new normal. Like, and it's like the mandate for the mask is like prelude to the mandate for vaccines. It's kind of like preconditions normal as first the masks, then on social distancing and all these other to where then we accept vaccines as normal. And vaccines, as anyone that's been following my blog and listening to the show knows, vaccines, I mean, article after article over the last 4 months, I've explained in detail the understanding how vaccines are the unholy grail, not the holy grail, the unholy grail of Big Pharma, injecting toxic poisons and live retroviruses directly into the body, often creating pathologies that kill or are treated with drugs. So this creation and treatment of disease for profit is a trillion-dollar industry. It's called healthcare, but it's a disease care industry that virtually makes a killing with an unabashed population reduction agenda. And I've said repeatedly in previous compendiums that the incentivizing of vaccines and drugs pushing for the creation and treatment of disease for profit is a formula for national suicide. I mean, it won't end well. And this is the issue that's being, you might say, gaslighted with this whole COVID-19, you know, virus issue. This is the issue that we're facing that is basically an existential crisis for survival of humanity. So it's a trillion-dollar industry, and the agenda is population reduction. Now, those who are familiar with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is funding the health news, ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, the Guardian, you know, BBC News, all over the world, the news is being funded and shaped, and he who pays the piper calls the tune, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I think everybody knows by now that's at least been reading independent news that Bill and Melinda Gates have a eugenics agenda for reducing population through vaccines. That's well documented. It's well known. But if you think about it, that we have a population reduction agenda going on for our health, you know, reducing population for our health. I mean, this is why things look so crazy in the mainstream media that's being funded, the health news at least, in the mainstream media by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I've been documenting this for the last several months. This is old news for some people, but for new people to the show or to the list, this is shocking stuff. So some of you are familiar with the Georgia Guidestones. We're talking about reducing world population. The Gates Foundation and Bill Gates and his father are well known as eugenicists, planned sponsors of Planned Parenthood and reducing population. And in this case, through a vaccine agenda. So again, this is shocking to some people, old news to others. So to give some perspective on this, some excellent videos came out this last week. One of them I refer to as the video of the month. It's only 4 minutes long, and it's by Greg Reese at InfoWars, and it's called How Everyone Will Test Positive for COVID-19. So 4 minutes long, folks, if you can watch that. The link is provided with this compendium. And of course, you can watch the video in the, it's embedded in the compendium log that you can pull up. And especially if you're listening to podcasts, you know, for right now, I'm just going to give an orientation to it. And basically what the video goes into is the key science of testing and other dimensions of not only are there excessive numbers of false positive with the testing, so wherever hotspots show up, it isn't coincidences that the hotspots in the U.S. where there's supposedly a lot of COVID is where they've had an acceleration of testing, because it's, the testing is sometimes showing as much as 80% false positives. I mean, they can send in samples of motor oil or pig blood and get a false positive. It's, you know, it's the story on this is this video sums it up extremely well. And other issues like 5G, for example, that are beyond coincidence. And this is very, it's short and it's to the point. So it's, you know, diving deeper into the, this shocking revelation of what's going on, is basically the global economic reset that I've been writing about for years at the HeartCom Network. This video references this issue of global economic reset, and now it's in our face. This issue is, I mean, this is the backstory, global economic reset. What we're seeing with the whole COVID pandemic psyop, you might say, this is the cover story. You might say bread and circuses for the masses. This is like a mass diversionary tactic. And if the key understanding of COVID, COVID, is the cover identity, cover identity for this live exercise. As I've explained in the previous crisis update and the last show, I went into this in more detail, and a link with the last show notes on this crisis update. So this, as I've been explaining for some time now, this crisis that we're in right now will take a few years to resolve, folks. I mean, this is a systemic transformation of all our social, political, and economic institutions. And there's a big tech dimension to this that I'll be addressing. It's important to understand that the deep state, you know, the corporatocracy, the power elite, the cabal, Illuminati, whatever, it hasn't got it figured out well enough to explain it in an appealing way for the public at large. So we're stuck here for a while. I mean, we're all, you know, wondering what's going on and waiting for some kind of collective self-elevation for salvation from stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So the high state naturally displaces deep state sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, through mass ascension and truth and love. This is the keynote. This is Aquarius. Mass ascension and truth and love. And my point is, look how it worked for India, or for Gandhi in India. You know, Gandhi, the revolution in India for independence from the empire, just like the American Revolution independence from the British Empire. Gandhi's whole thing was truth and love. As he said, quote, "When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love is always won." I mean, there have been tyrants and murderers for a time, and they seem invincible, but in the end, they always fail. Think of it. Always. So the really big story, you know, behind the cover story, that the really big story that no one in the lamestream media will touch is the global economic reset. Who's doing it? Why the deception? And how the driving force of instant everywhere and interactive internet reality compels virtue-based data processing standards for the new quantum computer system that is supposedly coming online worldwide. I've been reporting on this over the last year, that they've developed with artificial intelligence and quantum computing technology a system that is supposedly coming online worldwide when they work out the bugs, most of which are the drug profiteering politics and a population control and reduction agenda that has gone viral. That's saying a mouthful. I'd repeat it again, but basically the point is, it's all about crashing the world economy so we all clamor for their whatever system they have in store for us. This is what the PSYOP is all about. They had to crash the economy with an excuse for the crash that doesn't look like them. This is at 7 minutes in the following video. It's at about seven minutes in the following video. This is one of the many quotes in this other video that is a whistleblower, you know, Snowden, considered a top analyst regarding, you know, the need to how we're being misled and how we're being led in the other direction from what's really going on. And it's all about the economy. It's all about the money, you might say. And so there's war going on. There's informational psychological warfare in the media because they're conflicted themselves. They can't tell us the truth about what's really going on. They had to crash the economy with an excuse for the crash that doesn't look like they did it. So again, this is some heavy stuff, folks. Some of you, I'm sure at this point, you know, are wondering what the heck is going on. This video, this is from the Brighton, this is from another web server other than YouTube and Google, because this would be banned. This is talking about what's really going on. One of the other quotes in this video is that if we don't wake up the people around us, they're going to drag us into it, whether they want to go into it or whether we want to go into it or not. And drag us into what? Well, we're talking about a totalitarian direction versus freedom and opportunity, you know, the Aquarian direction. So this is the conflict. This is the civil war. This is the war on conscience, you might say. The whole theme I've been referring to, you know, social war versus social consciousness. This is the basically the cognitive dissonance we see in mainstream media is to keep people confused and off the track of what's really going on, what the real issue is, how the science is bogus, and basically this is a giant psychological operation, a plandemic. It was planned. How and why it's planned, this is what I'm going into today. Some people, this is new for them and really shocking, and the videos that are included in this compendium really give a good multiple perspective, you might say a holographic perspective from multiple angles of the big picture of what's going on. One of the articles here just came out July 29th, a couple days ago, called COVID-19, The Great Reset and the New Normal. This issue of the new normal. Several of the videos I've sent, included with this compendium today, refer to this repeating of the concept of how they're conditioning us in the direction of mandatory vaccines as this is normal. This is the new normal. You know, it's like programming is telling us to over and over and over that Hillary Clinton was going to win at the last election, as if that was normal, so people would, you know, vote for the winner and vote for Hillary. Well, we got the same core issues going on with the big lie being so big and so bold and so often told over and over and over. Some people don't have time. They're busy with their lives. They're listening to mainstream media and they believe it. And some of them actually go along and they won't vote their conscience. They'll vote for how they're programmed because they don't know what to think. And they just figure the mainstream media, you know, has experts and authorities and doctors, medical experts or whatever who know better than they do and will basically do what they told rather than think for themselves. This is the danger of mobocracy. One of the things that's going on with a massive disinformation campaign, you know, in the lamestream media, that calls any alternative to their deception as fake news. It's very conflicted now, as we all know. So this is not going away until we all wise up. You know, when I say that, I'm referring to exposing the whole truth with 5D love. And of course, this is the main theme the message I've been massaging, especially since the first of the year. The understanding of a higher dimensional consciousness, full spectrum consciousness, and the need of humanity for a global evolution, revolution in higher consciousness. 90% of the word revolution is evolution, and that's what we're looking at. That's the need of the hour. There's a great video on this subject, How Humanity Needs a Revolution of Consciousness, by James Corbett. Corbett Report, and James is really brilliant. He's done extraordinary documentaries on this whole COVID issue, and for years he's been doing an incredible job. If you haven't followed him, he's at CorbettReport.com. This was from July 24th, just about a week ago, and he's saying, as we all should know by now, the technology is a two-edged sword. It could be used for a global evolution, revolution in higher consciousness, or it could be used for a totalitarian control matrix. So this is all part of the live exercise, you know, how we morph the matrix of collective reality with any quantum computer system will define and refine the global mind, you know, social consciousness. That's what we get. How we define it is how we, you know, refine it. That's what we get. So high tech is only as good as high touch, you know, as in personalized sovereignty. You know, the power of wisdom with love at the heart of interactive, mass-to-mass interactive communications, you know, worldwide in our social networks. Culturing social conscience in our social networks. And I refer to, you know, to this, and for those who are new to the list, I provide information and a link in this compendium regarding the Universal Interactive Heartware Interface, and a link on that, what that means, what that, you know, the how that is the next phase of the computer internet revolution is a universal interface, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications. You know, how 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, creating a unified field of social conscience, and how it reads out in the, as a function of the collective conscious, what that looks like, how that works. That's the understanding of hardware, you know, after hardware, you know, IBM software, Netscape, you know, network or net hard software would be Microsoft, and the netware was like Netscape. Hardware, as far as the next phase of the computer internet revolution, how that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, conscience, as in Christ-like 5D love, high state, you know, higher conscience. You know, so as we're transitioning in this Aquarian age of light and love, we're basically transitioning the egoic state of 3D into a more 4D and 5D, you know, in time. You know, the understanding, our perception of space and time are being matured, you know, elevated, you know, self-elevation, self-correcting, self-governing, self-elevation, as you might say, salvation to a higher state, the high state versus the deep state. So this is where we're going. This is the process for culturing the whole truth, you know, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth with full spectrum, you know, love, cosmic, universal love as a function of cosmic natural law, of the one, unity consciousness, law of the one, the two-in-one, polarity versus duality, the three-in-one, the trinity, and the synergy of the thesis, antithesis, synthesis of linear and nonlinear physical and spiritual components to the capstone. the creative ascent process, you know, the E and the love model. So, you know, the geometry of divinity, the geometrically ordered divinity, is what I've been talking about for the last several years, and this last year in particular, as far as frames of reference first for the first principle of cosmic law, universal law, and as the framing of, you might say, universal interface for, you know, universal interaction, you know, whereby, again, people of all nations can respond in their social networks with the same language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, with the capital C again. So if what we're seeing now is the emergence of computer technology, artificial intelligence, and perhaps even this quantum computer in the wings, that's going to require global interactive computing infrastructure processes that are truly framed by the first principles of universal natural law. Because to the extent that it's truly universal, it will universalize the collective consciousness that comes together in a unified field, as explained, you know, in the Heartware and the Heartware websites. And I go into the more details on numerous websites on the language of light, of consciousness, as a universal language for the, you know, the personal and planetary holodeck. Like the personal holodeck, you know, between the upper brain, the lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, three numbers in sequence can reference these three scales from upper to lower to left to right, for to find a 3D, you know, holodeck that references the fourth dimension in time on a real-time, moment-to-moment basis, three numbers in sequence that you can input on your subscriber response terminal on your computer, on your touchtone telephone, three numbers in sequence with Heartware, can provide a dot and a cube, and the cosmic cube, as far as the City Force Square, sometimes referred to, or this holodeck with this 3D cube referencing a field of dots as a function of the response at any one time of a video that people are responding, you'd be able to see a field of dots, how the response, how everyone came together, how they were polarized or united in this holodeck, the personal and collective holodeck. Like your response could be blinking that red dot in that field of dots, and you'd see how you relate to the collective consciousness of people responding at any one moment of a video. The whole point being is that you have an interactive process then whereby people can create new videos showing how the collective consciousness came together regarding the context and meaning at any one time, to show how collective consciousness came to bear on any subject with context and meaning that would clarify how the collective light, the collective conscience, was being reflected on any issue at any time. So we're really talking about a new system of voting that's real time, that makes our representatives accountable to the collective conscience on that issue. It is a way of objectifying that which is subjective and objectifying basically conscientious common sense on any issue. And some readers, I mean, and listeners of this blog today, and those who've been following my writings on this over the last several years, know what I'm referring to. And I've gone into this on different shows, and I'm repeating it because it's a vision of the future that, until we hold the immaculate concept of how good things can be with collective Christ-like conscience of a higher 5D nature, then the tendency is, you know, to continue repeating history until we learn from it with a higher conscience. And so, this is the process. This is the live exercise that we're in. Now, the deep state has their own version of the live exercise. The high state has its version of the high exercise. The high state version of the live exercise is this is the process of Aquarian Spring on the cusp of Aquarius. You know, the next 9-10 years, we're looking at a transformation of our social, political, and economic institutions in alignment with Aquarian virtues, freedom and opportunity, truth and love. Excuse me. So the larger cosmic perspective of Aquarian age, we're going to see play and mature in the over these next 9 years. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, unless there's some kind of a really amazing miracle for, maybe perhaps a quantum surge in the field, of consciousness from deep space, and the collective holodeck of the planetary body is raised to higher alpha theta frequencies or whatever. You know, they call it a galactic superwave. Could hit the Earth. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible, but the trending, over the next 9 years is the more likely scenario, because light brings up all unlike itself for transformation and transmutation. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. This is the process. And in the meantime, a lot of virtually evil stuff is coming up, is being gaslighted and coming up for transmutation for the American people to choose and, to make sense of. And so we're talking about a global transformation process over the next 9 years of Aquarian Spring that could be much different from what you thought and yet much better than you ever hoped for, if enough good people are vigilant and heed the warnings. And, again, light, Aquarian light is bringing up all the dregs of Pisces, the Piscean dregs of old paradigm paralysis and patriarchal excesses that we're seeing with command and control, top-down, one-way centralized mass media programming with no feedback, telling the people over and over. We've seen, the media has been harping from the first of, for the since Trump was elected, basically, on how Russia did it. Now, of course, we've had other issues, and now, of course, the virus did it. But the point is, it's the economy, folks. This is the real issue. And either we're going to have an economics based on virtue and the currency of conscience for culturing social conscience in our social networks. This is the great turning, sometimes referred to as the alliance, the TLC alliance, the great turning to unity conscience, social conscience in our social networks for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. This is the global issue at the cusp of Aquarius that we'll be seeing mature over the next 9 years. And in the meantime, there's a really good video I provide. I'm not going to play it here on the show. It's a Yugoslavianist lady who issues a warning to all Americans. This lady's the truth teller. It's brilliant. I've seen it now on several websites on the internet. It's got a lot of buzz because I don't care who the truth teller is. In this case, it's a Yugoslavian Yugoslavia went through issues that we're now seeing in America and the world. And you can see the parallels in this video, and this lady speaks a lot of truth. I highly recommend it. What we're referring to is the process of waking up to the testing of global civilization, the United States, the public in particular. But this is a global issue, and there's a creative ascent process, sometimes referred to as the capstone process, the creative ascent process for culturing the whole holistic, healthy, and otherwise holy spirit of love and action. I'm referring to cosmic, universal love and action. And this is a link I have in an article on the 5D capstone. Cap is the creative ascent process for the personal and planetary holodeck. Again, back to that holodeck, personal and planetary, between our ears, the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and the field and the holodeck, personal and globally, and social networks, the collective field of consciousness, the holodeck, by way of a truly universal law language interface, This is what a universal interface will optimize. Now, there's a backstory on this for new readers. I provide in a link in the, you know, in this compendium called On the Path, how I going way back to when I began this story that turned into, you know, the series on Cosmic Love on BBS Radio over the last 12 years. How this began back about, geez, what is it, 50 years ago almost, from the story On the Path, and then more recently the Universal Interface, the backstory on that. Some readers may be interested in knowing what I'm talking about with some in-depth information. There's some links on that for those who are interested. So there's a new kind of a global currency or common currency for all global sovereigns that's emerging. I mean, the next economy will naturally mature with this currency of conscience. And there's a website and a link on this. The understanding of the currency of conscience that's at the heart of a universal interface for Web 3.0 cyber ethics. Now, there's links there again in the article. If you're new to this list, you can go in depth with this understanding of the currency of conscience and Web 3.0 cyber ethics. And this is the ethical foundation for the next economy, telecommerce, and blockchain secure value transactions by way of Love Bytes, you know, cryptocurrency, as underwrites the TLC Alliance. And again, for longtime readers, you know what I'm talking about. And for longtime listeners of the show, you know what I'm referring to. And new readers can read about this hardware project for the TLC Alliance at the link I provide. In the meantime, the higher the standard for networking, the net worth of truth and love, the greater the results for the net reality of netizens of Earth. I mean, back at the time of the American Revolutions, it was the citizens of America. Now it's the netizens of Earth. You're the United Sovereigns of Earth, us as United Sovereigns. This is Aquarian Spring that we're seeing, this shift into unity consciousness worldwide. And of course, this is all part of the Earth coming under the constitution of universal law, cosmic law, natural law, before we can get our act together, unity and diversity, and join the United Federation of Sovereign Planets, global galactic governance. And that's a whole other story that's, again, too much for some people, but for longtime listeners, you know what I'm referring to. Basically, Aquarian models for global TLC, telecommunication, telecommunion, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. This is our divine destiny. You know, so keep the faith, you know, see the good, make it so. What we're talking about is upgrading our ubiquitous social networks with kindness, the TLC connection. Full spectrum telecom for telecommunion and diversity, teleconscience, telecare, the next economy with telecommerce. This is the TLC connection, referred to as the TLC Alliance, upgrading global social networks with social conscience, with social kindness. So the bottom line is, miracles happen when pure intention focuses attention with love retention for ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. That's my cosmic rap, and I'm sticking to it. So the inspirational video of the of the week that I wanted to make the bottom line, which you might say is the top line, is an amazing, I think it's an amazing video. It's inspirational video, right from the heart of Archangel Gabriel, who's saying that we are ready. The Ascended Masters are ready to perform miracles, but we must make the calls. You must invoke the light of your higher self, your divine presence, the I Am presence, the light of God that always prevails, the light of love at the cusp of Aquarius. You know, basically we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. So by way of free will to make the calls, invoke the light, more light and love, easier and faster. This dictation, this heart stream it's referred to from the Heart Center from just July 27th, a few days ago. I thought it'd be a great way to finish the piece up. And as usual, at the bottom of this compendium, I ask people to support these writings, these publishings, these, compendiums through Ultramedic Services, Swedish flower pollen extract, nutraceutical grade royal jelly for strengthening your immune system, more light in your body for a strong immune system and preventing disease, and basically that which prevents disease will cure disease at therapeutic level. So more light and love for your body, mind, and spirit with nutraceutical grade pollen extract, Swedish pollen extract through at Ultramedic Services, if you'd like to support the show in that regard. So thank you for listening to the show today. I'm grateful for your presence and grateful for the many of you who share your heartfelt expressions of light and love, and the many contributions you send with infographics and videos that I try to incorporate in pieces after I publish them quite often or for the next publishing. So very grateful for all that all the listeners do to make this show possible. And like I said, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.